Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucci the run first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Try Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. I was scheduled to be in studio today, but we've had a little press credential controversy, so I have had to come down to the Cardinals winter warm-up at the Hyatt, and that's where we'll be broadcasting the monologue and some segments here today. By the way, at the winter warm-up, Yadier Molina is scheduled to talk a little bit later in the afternoon. Jack Flaherty and Matt Carpenter are talking as we speak. Tom Hanke is signing. Tony La Russa is going to be here a little bit later today. So it's a festive day, and it's a great day because they're going to raise for the weekend about $700,000, which is the real story of winter warm-up. Not kids getting autographs, but money being raised for really, really important charities in the St. Louis area. I thought for a minute that I wasn't going to be able to do the show at all. Then I thought for a second, if I am not doing the show the day after the Rams make the Super Bowl, people may be concerned about my health. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knows I'm absolutely fine, those of you who care. Maryville University is a great sponsor. They sponsor our listener line, and it's 855-282-8255. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific school in town and country. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the great people Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. So the Rams aren't going to the Super Bowl, and I guess there are three people I know who like it. Charlie Tuna, Ahmad Hicks, and Chris Sloan. Three men who I like very much, well, maybe two of them, and who are either a poor judge of people or who are simply subscribing to the theory, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Sloan works for Kroenke. Tuna may still get a check. And I think Ahmad just has bad judgment. I'll say this. Jared Goff made some incredible plays to avoid sacks and make completions. No doubt about it. He really did. He may not be John Elway, but he's not John Kitna either. He's going to be a really good quarterback for many years to come. Of course, none of it would have been possible if it were not for the play that will live in infamy in New Orleans. Nickell Robey-Coleman demolish Tommy Lee Lewis. It's either a pass interference or a personal foul, helmet to helmet. There's no way you don't, you know, throw the flag. This was almost like Don Denkinger-like. And Sean Payton let it be known that he had talked with league officials already moments after the game.
Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call. And, man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. It's where it's at, so it's disappointing. Credit the Rams. They made enough plays, though. They won the game. The kicker made some big kicks. But for a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow. It was simple. They blew the call. They said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, unbelievable. It really is. Can you imagine, you know, we in St. Louis rooting against the Rams, but how about if you were in New Orleans and you had that call go against you? That's just it's something you'll never forget for the rest of your life. Now, I will say this. Saints win the coin toss, have the ball in overtime, take care of business. They didn't make plays. And some of their play calling down the stretch was not great. In the end, though, Greg Zuerlein, who we are very familiar with in St. Louis, Greg the Leg, used his bionic leg to bring the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Bad snap. The kick is good. Rams win it.
I thought it was a bang-bang type play. The one thing I respect about the refs today is they let the guys compete and they let the guys play. I thought Nickell Robey made a nice play. They snapped it on a quick snap and had a little wheel route coming out of the backfield. I thought it was a competitive type play, and certainly I'm not going to complain about the way that was officiated, but I thought it was a competitive play. I thought they let the guys compete and within the framework of the rules, and that's part of what NFL football is about.
So let it be known, if a referee completely botches a call and allows thuggery to happen, it's a competitive play. I love the way he phrased it. He's a great coach. I have no ill feelings towards the Rams team, their coaches. Congratulations to them. It's just, boy, Terry Bradshaw handing that trophy to Stan Kroenke. Oh. Well, at least we have a team to root for in the Super Bowl, the other team. Lap two. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Championship weekend had not one, but two games going to overtime. Yeah, watching Notre Dame in the college semifinals is equally as thrilling, isn't it? I mean, when Brady hooked up with Gronk in the waning moments of regulation to set up the Rex Burkhead touchdown, you thought, wow, it can't get any better. But Patrick Mahomes drove them, and the Chiefs tie it. But in overtime, the story was those third and long. I think it was third and 10 a couple of times, third and 9 another time. I wish I could remember all of Joe Montana's majestic moments, but three monster third and 8 pluses, two to Edelman and one to Gronk. You can't even debate who the best quarterback is of all time, can you? And, I don't think you can even debate who the best player is of all time, with all due respect to Jim Brown and Jerry Rice. The quarterback position is just more important. More important than a wide receiver who touches the ball maybe 8 times a game, or a running back who touches it maybe 20 times a game. He's just insane. He really is. And to see his unbridled joy after that game, wow. I don't root against Tom Brady. I just admire him. And I will be rooting for him February 3rd as the Patriots and the Rams get together one more time in a Super Bowl. 17 years to the day that Vinatieri hit the bomb. It's the Rams and Patriots. But this time, we should all be rooting for New England. All right, lap three. If it's possible, the Cardinals and Cubs rivalry got a little better over the weekend. Let's listen to Chris Bryant on the Ryan Dempster Show Friday night.
Nice. Winter's going good?
Great. Yeah. Really good.
Out in Vegas?
Yes, yeah. Vegas.
Nice. Going to Nelly?
Yeah.
How was
that? Was interesting.
Was it hot in there?
It wasn't what I was expecting when I was going there.
Yeah.
I was going to a Florida Georgia Line concert, and
Nelly
was there. I was like, what is this?
Sick.
What's up, dude? Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
He's a big Cardinals fan, so, but he's cool. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. He was trying to work the magic on Bryce.
Yeah.
But
did he have the Band-Aid on?
Who
would want to
play in St. Louis? So boring.
Yeah.
So right? Boring.
So
I always
boring.
Get asked, like, where you like to play, where you not like to play, and, ooh, St. Louis is on the place I don't like to play.
Yeah. It is. Isn't that funny, though? The longer you play in the division, the more time you play those teams.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, gosh.
I remember when I was getting traded, and they're like, hey, how about St. Louis? I'm like, zero chance in hell. Nothing.
Yeah.
No way.
No, thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
Won't even go there as a free agent.
Oh,
yeah, not happening.
Gosh. It's rough.
Nice.
Yeah, like, we really wanted Ryan Dempster anyway. And keep in mind, Bryant can't hit at Bush, and Dempster couldn't pitch here. But then, in the words of Bonnie Tyler, holding out for a hero, Yadi Molina unloads. All stars and elite players and leaders of their team do not speak bad about any city. There should be respect, and you play and compete with respect. Only stupid players and losers make comments like the ones by Bryant and Dempster. Hashtag zero respect for stupid players. Hashtag love STL. Wow. And then Yadi last night, he was on Instagram, and he was saying, that I'm coming back to St. Louis. I think it was in Miami. Coming back to St. Louis, that boring city, you know, being very sarcastic. I'm telling you, folks, Yachty, with what he did over the weekend defending our town, he just may move ahead of Willie McGee and is now the second most popular Cardinal of all time. Not the greatest, of course, but the most popular. Stan is number one. And before the weekend, I would have put it something like this. Stan 1, Willie McGee 2. And if you debate Willie McGee, you're just wrong in terms of popularity. Lou, Gibby, and Ozzie. I guess you could argue all that. And then Yachty. But after what Yachty did this weekend and is celebrated as that has become, Yachty or Molina may have actually moved up to the second most popular Cardinal. What do you think? What do you think in terms of most popular Cardinals? We'll give you Stan number one, but is Yadier Molina past Willie McGee and Ozzie and Lou? I'm not saying he's better, not at all, but what do you think? Give us a text, Winning Streak text line, 855-282-8255. Lap four. The Billikens, so nice to have a six-game win streak. So nice to be undefeated in the conference. So nice to be 14-4. You know, if they can win at Duquesne on Wednesday, and they're good, and come back undefeated, I think the Davidson game would be sold out Saturday at 1 o'clock. 10,600 would be in Shavitz. I think Dr. Shavitz would probably come in for that one too. But the story for SLU is the guy I've been talking about for a while. His name is Deion Wiley, the transfer. He's not in great shape because he's been hurt. He's not a lockdown defender or a great passer or particularly good ball handler, but he has a certain set of skills, as Liam Neeson may say. Actually, one skill, shooting the ball. And on Friday night against St. Joe's, he had 6 threes. You realize that every coach and every team they play against wants to play a zone or some really loose man-to-man and basically say, we're not giving you anything inside. Here's your 20-footer. Go ahead and shoot it all game long because we've seen you shoot and we know you can't shoot. Well, Wiley changes that. And you know what? So does Javon Vest, who's really turned into a solid long-range shooter too. He could make shots, as Travis Ford once said when he got here. And then you had Jordan Goodwin make 4 threes the other night. Well, Wiley is a cold-blooded shooter with no conscience at all. He doesn't care if he misses because he is shooting. And Travis Ford is on that sideline, and if he misses three in a row, Travis says, shoot a four. Just keep shooting. All right, left five. We have a golf story. His name is Adam Long. And I think it's almost the best St. Louis story of the weekend. 31-year-old Adam Long is a Francis Howe grad. This was his weekend on the PGA Tour. He got his tour card finally. So he's a 31-year-old rookie. And he had a horrible lie from 174 yards away on hole number 18. He's in a three-way tie with future Hall of Famer Phil Mickelson and Adam Hadwin. And he landed the ball with a horrible lie on the green about maybe 18, 19 feet away. And he drained the birdie to win the desert. A 65, 26 under par. He stares down Phil Mickelson, and he wins over $1 million. And in the process, Adam Long becomes the first golfer from St. Louis, city or county, to win a tour event. Now, obviously, we have Bob Golby and Jay Haas on the other side of the river. But I was talking with Skip Berkmeyer and Jay Randolph Jr. and texting, and we couldn't come up with another St. Louisan who's won on tour in history. And the emotions afterwards. I think that was his wife. Maybe it was his girlfriend. I'm not sure. But it was just, it was unbelievable to see. It really was. I mean, it's one of the best things I can remember. And here it is, too, folks. He's 31. So for 9 years, he's been fighting this thing. And I know a lot of golfers his age who gave it up. And some of them very wisely. It's really expensive to try to make it. And if you don't have sponsorship, well, you can't do it. And then a lot of them don't have the heart or the stomach to do it. And he played on every tour imaginable. And he kept fighting and fighting and believing and believing. And imagine that yesterday, a 31-year-old rookie on the PGA Tour with a 20-footer to win it. As he was walking off the green with his wife or girlfriend, he said, "Holy crap." It really was. It was amazing. All right, let's see. Lap six. Stream of consciousness. How do you think Jeff Fisher is feeling right now? I built this thing. These are my guys. I drafted these guys. I drafted them. I developed them. Well, what do you think he's thinking right now? I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Hey, Mizzou, Texas A&M over the weekend. First SEC victory. Now, Texas A&M is brutal, but it's a road win. And Jeremiah Tillman scored 14 points. I think he only had one foul. I was talking to Mike Kelly yesterday, and he said that even the official, after he called that first foul, he said, "Jeremiah, look at this. This is great. One foul in the first half." So that's great for him. He's a good player, a good kid. Blues today, but how about the Blues over the weekend? Jordan Binnington wins again. 28 saves on 30 shots. All he does is win. And I think he's got to start today against the Kings. Chris Kerber is going to join us a little bit later to give us the update. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl now? I know the Patriots have not been a real popular team in St. Louis since taping that walkthrough before Super Bowl 36, but are you on board rooting for the New England Patriots? Are you heading to the Rams? Who should play goal today? Adam Long on the PGA Tour. The Billikens and the Tigers with big weekends of basketball. Before we go to break, quick word about the Bomberito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, why not go to the best? Why not go to the Bomberito Automotive family and go through their website at bomberito.com, their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. There's a reason they sell the most cars in the state of Missouri every year. And for all of your eye care needs, Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. He's a longtime friend of the show, and he wants to remind everybody he can get your eyes fixed forever. It's one phone call, 866-260-EYES, 866-260-EYES. Have him get that LASIK surgery done for you, and no glasses, no contacts forever. He's with Quantum Vision Centers, Dr. Michael Jones. We'll take a short time out. We're broadcasting live from the Cardinals winter warm-up. We'll be right back.